As the gunman fired more than 70 shots from a high-powered rifle, the crowd panicked. In the chaos of the Highland Park massacre, police say Robert Crema blended into the crowd, dressed as a woman, and fled.
Crema was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing.
Those who survived the Independence Day shooting are traumatized.
Mentally exhausted, mentally shooken, anxious, scared, fearful, and enraged. This will be running through our heads for forever.
Leaving one AR-15-style assault rifle on the rooftop perch, police say, he tossed another one in his mother's car and drove to Madison, Wisconsin, then back to Illinois, where an alert driver reported the car, and police took him down with little effort. The toll from the massacre reached 7 on Tuesday after an injured victim died. 38 more are wounded. On Tuesday, prosecutors named Crema as the Highland Park killer.
Today, the Lake County State's Attorney's Office has charged Robert Crema III with 7 counts of first-degree murder for the killing spree that he has unleashed against our community. These are just the first of many charges that will be filed against Mr. Crema. I want to emphasize that. There will be more charges.
Crema led a troubled life before the attack.
In April 2019, a relative called police and said Crema had tried to commit suicide a week earlier. In September of that year, a relative called police and said he had threatened to kill the entire family and had a collection of knives and swords. Police confiscated them.
Then authorities say the 21-year-old amassed an arsenal, including the assault rifle he used in the attack. It was bought legally, they say. He had a second assault rifle, pistols, possibly a shotgun, and then he spent weeks planning a massacre. Vice President Kamala Harris came to Highland Park and called for a crackdown on the epidemic of American gun violence.
There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America. We need reasonable gun safety laws.
Police identified 6 people who died immediately. Catherine Goldstein, 88, Jacqueline Sundheim, 63, Stephen Strauss, 88, and Nicholas Toledo Zaragoza, 78. There were also 2 parents who left behind a 2-year-old child, Arena McCarthy, 35, and her husband, Kevin McCarthy, 37. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Highland Park, Illinois.